Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rupp.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
Welcome in. 1 hour down, 3 to go. Still daytime baseball on. Yankees, Red Sox. I enjoy Yankee Red Sox. I know a lot of people kind of get bored of that being shoved down your throat, but I'm just a believer that sports are better when marquee brands are in them.
I tend to agree. What I don't always need is the Yankees Red Sox Sunday Night Baseball in the sure. in the middle of May or whatever. Same with the Cowboys on a random week 6 or whatever. But you get the big brands in the spotlight of the playoffs. Give me that in primetime all the time.
You're telling me that Boston and New York in the wild card isn't inherently more interesting
it's great.
Than Boston v. Kansas City? Or,
you know, Cleveland or Detroit. Yeah.
No offense to Cleveland and Detroit.
And actually, it's great that we got that series head-to-head first because that was the whole collapse versus the team who caught them, and we
and
get that sorted out right away.
And they got scoobled today. Like, went 7 2/3 and gave up 1 run.
Yep.
On the other side, the cat pitching for Cleveland, he was great, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bring myself to root for Cleveland simply because of the Guardians thing.
Yeah.
Like, I want to pull for Cleveland. One, I like Detroit. I'm a Red Wings guy. I've kind of jumped on board the Lions bandwagon. I should just embrace the city of Detroit. I do like Detroit, but I can't give up my Metdom. If I had an open baseball, I would just throw my sport behind the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
But it bothers me with Cleveland. And I'm not one of those like bring back the Indians. But like
had the Spiders. That was a possibility.
It should have been the Spiders. It was a layup. I can't root for the Cleveland Guardians.
Didn't that have some other historical significance, like gargoyles
bridge.
In the city or something like that?
There's a bridge in Cleveland that has like the two traffic guardians on it. And they've got like winged helmets or something, and that's where the wings come from. But when I hear Guardians, and it's the same thing when I hear Commanders, it seems like it's a bad movie. Like if you're
like it's a fictitious team from one of the one of the Any Given Sunday team names.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the Dallas Rough Riders. No, it's not the Dallas Rough Riders. And yet we do have the Washington Commanders. That's a UFL team.
Washington also has the Nationals, which is kind of weird.
I know. It's a little weird. But that at least has some historic significance.
Sure.
They were the Nationals before. Right? Or were they the Senators?
No, they were the Senators
before,
right?
Senators. Yeah. Yeah. Or WNBA teams have that. Like, I don't want to root for the Mystic.
I think they are the Mystics, plural, but there's a bunch of that. You got the Fever, you got the Dream, the Sky. The Sky?
Get out of here.
The Air?
Seems cheesy. I can't get behind any of that. So go Detroit. And I love that we get all the games staggered. So I know you were like, you know, you're not a fan of Dave Baseball for the playoffs, but I love the fact that we got Detroit, Cleveland early, and then we got San Diego, Chicago, and now we get Boston, New York, and then we finish it off with a little Blake Snell and Hunter Green.
Yeah, my gripe is more about like the everyman who's working the 9-to-5 and is like, well, my team's playing at 10 in the morning. How am I supposed to watch that game at the bar?
Yeah, you know, nowadays, right? Yeah. You keep it on your phone. Sure. And baseball for me too, it's a lot of background.
Yeah.
Baseball is like a perfect, just as I go about my day. Baseball on the radio, baseball in the background, it kind of works for me. So I kind of like that the way they do this.
Don't get me wrong. I don't mind having playoff ball from basically start of the day to the end. I'm good with that. I just wish that for home fans and for fans of the teams that you weren't stuck getting your first game in the middle of the day on a weekday.
Yeah. Yesterday was Blazer Media Day, in case anyone here didn't notice. And honestly, we didn't mention it once.
We kind of didn't notice.
Well, I didn't know. I knew. Well, Danny took the day off and went down there. I think Danny is going to become like a homeless person outside of the Blazers like practice facility. I've never seen someone that cares more about meaningless NBA things than that dude. Like, find someone that looks at you the way that Danny looks at the Portland Trail Blazers. Like, it's some sort of weird incestual relationship going on between him and the NBA. But I always find like the NBA when it starts up, it's just weird. I got too many other things going on, right? I got baseball in the midst of a playoff run.
I mean,
I got college football. I got the NFL. I got too much going on.
You kind of have your two major like sports equinoxes on polar sides of the season. Like you have your March Madness, start of NBA playoffs, start of baseball season, and all that stuff that happens out in the Masters all out in March. This time of year, it's like football's in full swing. You're going playoff baseball. You just finished up the golf season. You got Ryder Cup, and it's not that people aren't excited about the NBA, but it's media day before preseason, so it kind of does get lost in the sports shuffle.
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not that excited about the NBA. I don't know what to make of this year. Like, we're officially now, I think this is year four. Technically, it's year five of the rebuild, because the last year when they told you were going all in and they sat Dame down, after that to me was still the rebuild.
That was rough.
So now we're in this weird thing where you're entering another season where we're told that you were like, well, I think you were three games from the play-in last year, right? And we told you they originally said that this was about winning, and they, you know, Chauncey were going to be a playoff team, not play-in. And they've already kind of started backtracking on that a little bit. Now we got the team sale, but that's not going to happen until probably the springtime. And so this is this. And by the way, now you've brought in a bunch of veterans. Like, so now you're rolling out a starting lineup that could involve Jeremy Grant and Jrue Holiday. You bring Damian Lillard back, which is cool, but Lillard's not going to play. I think there's weirdness there with Scoot. I listened to Scoot, and Scoot and Dame both had this weird sort of, we're really happy the other one's here, and I think it's great to learn from him, and I can't. Scoot's livid. There's no possible way that in any way Scoot is happy that in a make it or break it year for him, they brought in not one but two veteran point guards. And by the way, one of them is probably going to get a statue built in front of the damn Moda Center.
At least he's the one that can't play right away.
Yeah, and
he's not a threat to playing time.
He's got a torn hamstring. So I was like looking through some of the stuff, and it was weird. It was weird, like. Jody Allen is still in charge. Someone asked Joe Cronin, like, who is actually in charge of the team?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to meet with Tom a few times. Again, like Dwayne said, it's some early diligence, just get to know each other meetings. Really positive interactions. Really like his mentality and what he's going to bring to the table. And I think he's going to be great for this franchise and this city. As far as how things will work until Tom officially takes over, it's pretty clear. Jody's the chair. She's the owner. She's the final decision maker until that actual transition happens, which we're forecasting sometime, you know, next spring.
So he's talking to Dundon, which, by the way, that certainly sounds like everything I was listening to today. It sounds like the lawsuit thing. No one seems to be concerned about
that. It doesn't seem like it's actually going to be a hiccup.
No.
But just the way that these things take time.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's still on track, but just isn't going to happen until later in the season.
Yeah, but isn't it weird? So he's talking, Cronin's talking to Dundon. But Dundon doesn't have any say in anything that's going on.
And Jody's selling the team because she doesn't want to have any say, and yet she's still the one in charge that has say.
So if you want to make a decision based on what's best for the franchise, who does he actually talk to? Does he call Tom and then be like, hey, Tom, I'm thinking about doing this? And then Tom's like, cool. And then he has to go to Jody and be like, hey, Jody.
Tom likes this, but it's really your call.
What a weird...
Yeah.
And that's going to go on till the spring. So does that happen in the middle of the season?
So, I mean, does that mean you're rudderless from now until then?
I don't know. It's such a strange, situation. The other thing that I'm confused about, the timeline thing, right? This is supposed to be some sort of kind of youth movement, and yet we're still loaded up with veterans. Like, someone asked Jeremy Grant, do we have the Jeremy Grant clip?
I don't think I do have the Grant clip here. I can try to find it.
Someone asked Jeremy Grant. Somehow our sound didn't come back from the press conference. Not sure how. We sent someone down there. He was there all day, but we had to get sound from other places. Go figure. Someone asked Jeremy Grant if he thought he was going to be back, and Jeremy Grant was like, "Yeah, no, didn't think so, but I'm happy to be here right now."
Yikes!
What? What are we doing? And so then, like,
Would you like to? Joe Cronin was asked what the goal is this year. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, this is what's the goal?
The goal is to compete every night. Do we want to make the play-in? Yes. Do we want to make the playoffs? Yes. Do we want to win 16 playoff games? Yes. I don't have expectations, and I won't be disappointed if those things don't happen, as long as we're continually growing. We're still thinking big picture with this roster, knowing that until our young guys are ready to help really fuel winning, we're not going to be good enough, and we're going to take that approach. But with that, we're confident in our abilities. We're confident in the additions we've made. We're expecting to be a quality team each and every night.
But no, you said it was about winning now, and you said that it was about making the playoffs.
Now you're fence sitting. Now it's kind of about winning, but it's really about growth.
And you also said that the young guys, and you said that you were going to put, in one of the quotes, they said that they're putting guardrails. By bringing in the vets, they're putting in guardrails around their young players. Well, which is it? Like, is Shane Sharp not going to start? Is Jeremy Grant going to start? Someone asked Chauncey Billups, like, how does he develop? Like how do you go about now that Scoot's not going to be available for God knows at least a month or two? By the way, that hamstring that they said like 4 to 8 weeks, that's reevaluated in 4 to 8 weeks.
Yep.
Dude, he ain't playing for a while.
No, maybe not till New Year.
So someone asked Chauncey, like, where does he go with the starting lineup?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you could go. I say this to y'all and I say this to our guys. I'm not really the one that's deciding that. I'm really not. I'm just going to be the messenger in it, and they got to go earn it. I'm really happy to even have this discussion, you know, to have the talent, to have the depth. This is new for me.
The head coach isn't deciding his starting five?
Well, I'm assuming that he's alluding to the fact that the players will decide who's the starter.
Yeah.
Based on merit, yeah. Which, by the way, is total horse crap, because Jeremy Grant has started every game that he's available for the Blazers, and he has not earned a starting job. I'd also like to ask the question, if the goal, again, is kind of player development and that youth movement, so we're punting on that. So we're back to Shaden Sharp or Scoot being back on the bench?
Well, would you like to hear Cronin on developing the young guys?
Yes.
Throughout our developmental plan, we've prioritized learning to play the right way. And to do that, we've chosen to put, it's probably not the right word, but guardrails on some of our guys.
There you go, there's the guardrails.
To where we're not just going to hand them the ball in 36 minutes and say, go nuts, figure it out. We want them to learn to play the right way, to earn what they get, to have accountability in their play. And we've chosen just that approach, you know, with specifically Scoot and Shaden. I think we've seen a lot of that where, you know, when they're playing well, when they've earned their role, they've gotten the minutes and the ball. When they're not playing as well, when their, you know, decisions get a little shaky, Chauncey pulls them back a little bit. Some of it's to protect them. Some of that is just to develop them the way we think is best, which is, you know, a hands-on approach. In time, we hope it solves itself. Like, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, you're going to earn everything you get. And in time, you hope that eventually those guys just go get the ball and then never give it back. And, you know, with some of these guys, they're already there, a guy like Denny. With others, it's still going to take some time.
So we still have no idea whether or not Sharp and Scoot are the long-term answer here.
But that's all very ambiguous from both coach and general manager.
So, I mean, I guess that just in lies with my frustration is we've got another year where we're not certain who's in charge. We're not certain what the starting lineup's going to be. You told me that it's going to be merit-based, but it hasn't necessarily been merit-based.
Also not really sure what the goal is.
No.
Could be anything from making the play-in to winning 16 playoff games, which I believe means taking home a Larry O'Brien trophy.
Well, and also, too, there's a real possibility that come spring, everyone's gone. And this is the other one that I think frustrates me a little bit, is you see this a lot in the NFL. I think you see this with the Giants right now. When a regime is about ready to undergo a radical shift, like a new owner or a new GM, a lot of times it is not about what's best long term, it is about trying to save your ass. And what do we know about Tom Dundon? Tom came in with the Hurricanes and wanted to win, and he started cleaning house.
Yeah, we learned when we talked to one of the media guys down there that he takes it really seriously, yeah. And that if there are people in place who are doing a great job, they will stay, but he will evaluate what everyone in the organization does, and if he thinks they can do better, they're out.
So if you have another year of youth development and there's stumbles along the way and you don't make the postseason, I think every one of these guys, despite the extensions that they just signed, are fearful that he's going to come in and clean house. And I wonder if this isn't going to affect some of the decision-making going forward of, we have to do whatever we can to win and look decent. And so that we not just, you know, can kind of move forward from here, but we can save our own ass. Because You can't tell me that Joe Cronin or Chauncey Billups, and they'll never say it, the idea that somehow the goal here is to do anything other than not get fired, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the weird thing. And I don't know what to expect.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, and we talk about this in football all the time, if you have people that think that the writing's on the wall for them and they're out anyways, they're already turning and looking elsewhere, and They're not focusing on their own team.
No. So while I do think, when you look at this lineup, this should be a playoff team.
They're competitive enough.
They were three games away from the play-in.
And they were hurt for a lot of it, and It didn't seem like they were trying for a lot of it.
So to me, there's no excuse for this not just being a play-in team. If you're telling me that you have all this depth now, and Chauncey goes on, and I have these decisions to make, and we have this wealth of talent, and I know Dame's not going to play, so take him out of it, but you have Drew and Scoot and Shaden and Denny and Tease and Thibault and Klingon, and of course we've got the big tariff coming in. Robert Williams is still here, for God's sakes, yeah, for some unknown reason. So we have all this group, and we have to make all these tough decisions. So despite all that, you can't win five extra games and be the eight seed? You can't win five extra games and be a playoff team when you said, Chauncey said in his own words, that it's winning time?
Well, and you brought him back because of the improvement that he showed? I mean, you should. The next logical step is that, being a playoff team.
Own it. I just don't want to hear this more horse crap about kicking it down the road and two timelines and guardrails on your young guys.
And as long as we show improvement and show development, like
so
growth.
I just wonder what is really going on over there, and I just think it's so weird that you have a group of people making decisions while talking to the guy that is going to be in charge, but can't make any decisions because they still have to talk to the lady who is in charge, but has no incentive to do anything because she's selling the team in a number of months, and I'm just fearful that this is going to be another freaking year of meaningless sound bites and average play.
Another year of purgatory.
And then we have to sit through this next year where we talk about, do we have to clean house and do we have to make decisions on Scoot and Shaden? And I just wish, for the love of God, after 5 years, we had some sort of direction. And that's the one thing I took out of yesterday, is that there's still, to me, not a clear direction where you're going. And that is frustrating. Even though, from a talent standpoint, this should be a playoff team. I just don't think what you've amassed here, there's any excuse. In a league where, look, everyone may, how many, what is there, 30 teams in the league and 20 of them make the postseason? You're telling me you're one of the 10?
You've got to be able to be one of those.
I think there needs to be some accountability and some level of expectation, as opposed to this vague, well, we think we're going to be competitive and we'd like to win 16 games. Yeah, you're not winning a championship, Joe.
And also, maybe
put your flag in the ground and say that this should be a playoff team.
Maybe there's nothing he can do about it, but just his delivery is so uninspiring on top of that.
Just can drive me batty on that. But anyway, Blazer Media Day. Get excited. Did that get anyone jazzed up? Did you hear one thing in that whole thing that makes you like, yeah, let's get to Mota?
Mm.
Oh, and by the way, the big tariff, yeah, he's probably going to spend some time in the G League, so that ought to be exciting. We're all excited for him, and you know, we were told how great he was, and nah, G League. So your 2025-2026 Portland Trailblazers, ladies and gentlemen.
Start.
Yeah, not the inspiring start that I wanted to see there. Something did come out of Media Day that I found quite interesting. Not Blazer Media Day related, something a little south of the Oregon border there. We'll touch upon that. And then in the news, coming up, primetime here on The Fan. Text into the program says a rebuilding team is not a team with any direction until the draft pick pops. Ask Piston fan. Not really sure if that is helpful for the NBA to think of that way, but it's true. And there is an element to that. Like I don't know what to expect of this Blazer season. I'd like to think that it is going to be better ball. You know, they keep pointing to the second half of the season and you know, the defensive rating and all that. And, you know, as the reason why they should be given another shot. It's the reason why they got their extensions. But if that's the case, then why should, and if you tell me that that's the reason everyone's back and this supposedly is an improved team, why shouldn't the expectation then be to not be a play-in team, but to be a middle of the road team, to be a 5 or a 6 seed? If you're telling me that the only difference to that is, you know, 7 or 8 games, and you're going to hold up this great, you know, that 30 game stretch at the end of the year as the reason why we should all be, you know, excited, then this isn't a rebuilding team. This isn't a team with, quote, guardrails. It shouldn't just be now a rebuilding team without any direction. There should be a clear path forward. But to this person's extent, yes, unless you have a star, it does feel like you are a little bit of a rudderless ship.
Yeah.
And it does feel right now with Portland, none of their draft picks have popped.
No.
You know, you could say that your best player right now is Denny.
Yeah.
And Denny can be a trade. Mm-hmm. And so then that asks the question, can you go anywhere with Denny and then obviously Tamari, both in trades?
Tamani Kamara.
Can you go somewhere with those two guys being your best players? And I don't know. That's a good question. But,
and that might depend on how much you get out of the other three or the other, you know, five or so that make up your rotation.
But, you know, from Klingon to Sharp to Scoot, yeah, the draft picks haven't necessarily popped. And you may not have a star. You brought back Lillard. Lillard won't play this year. And maybe, again, that goes back into this weird kind of ambiguous sort of thing you have. But, again, that goes back to you. You're the one that made the draft picks. You're the one that told us this.
Yep.
So,
and you're the one that brought Dame back.
Yeah. And you're the one that brought in Jrue Holiday. And you're the one that signed Jeremy Grant. And you're the one that won't trade Robert Williams. Right? All of these things are on you. Yep. So, yes, you've kind of created this situation where you kind of give yourself an out. Where you can kind of, you know, you can dance around and be like, well, because of this. Well, no, you're the one that did that. You don't get to paint yourself into a corner or make draft picks and then somehow say, well, the draft picks haven't quite worked out the way we, well, they're your draft picks. That's still ultimately on you. I just don't want it to be another wasted season, but I mean, I guess there's new leadership coming, but sounds like that's not going to come until spring.
Well, it sounds like you have to, if you're waiting until this spring, you're realistically not getting the new leadership until next season. Yeah. And so what you make of a lame duck administration maybe is going to be interesting to see.
The one thing I did pay attention to, because there was some stuff coming across my timeline, like Lakers media day, and everyone had their media day. I did see that Kawhi Leonard spoke for the first time.
Oh.
And I thought it was interesting because, one, Kawhi Leonard never speaks.
He has very little to say.
Dude, I can't say that I don't know what his voice sounds like.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty flat and monotone, I think.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh my God, there's Kawhi Leonard. And so people were asking him about the whole Aspire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know the word? There was one word that he said, and he gave very, very short answers. But in his very brief statement, he said one word 6 times. And we now have a clear outline of what Kawhi Leonard is going to
what
say.
What his defense will be?
His defense will be. Because the fact that Kawhi Leonard is playing for the Clippers is astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like by all measures, they've got you dead to rights.
Yep.
And at some point, the NBA has to drop the hammer on this.
And the further down this road we go, the more and more the Ballmer "I was just bamboozled" defense isn't working. There's plenty of indication that people, the way the numbers add up, people knew exactly what was going on, and everyone's trying to pretend like they didn't actually know what was going on.
God, I wish someone would have some, like, someone needs to ask real questions at these press conferences. Kawhi Leonard said that, like, at the Aspire contract that he had, He said that he had clear, there were clear outlines of what he was expected to do, but he didn't say what those things are. Like, if you tell me that you had a contract and you knew exactly what you had to do to earn your $7 million a year, no one thought to double down and be
so
like,
what were those things?
What
Jason?
Were those things? Yeah. Well, I don't want to get into that. Well, you have to get into that.
Right. Because if you signed a contract where, and the allegations are that you were signing a contract for no show business, where you literally didn't have to do anything, it was collecting money for no action.
Yeah.
So what did the contract say that you were expected to do that you did?
So Kawhi Leonard made it abundantly clear. He used the term fraud 6 times. He is clearly has been instructed.
He's been defrauded.
He's been defrauded. And his thing is, he said this multiple times. You can't take the word of those people because they're the ones that committed the fraud. He is going down the road of, you can't take anything they say seriously.
Aspire's the bad guy, so yes. They must be the liars.
Someone has told him, you just keep going down the road of how can you believe a fraudster? They're the ones that committed the fraud. They're the ones that went bankrupt. They committed the fraud. Fraud just kept saying fraud.
Well, the problem
over and over again.
The problem for Kawhi is the reports of what he asked for from both Toronto and the LA Lakers.
Don't you understand? You can't. They're doing the Johnny Cochran thing. They're doing the Johnny Cochran. If you don't believe that police guy, if that police guy lied to you one time, and he lied,
then he's never trustworthy ever.
He's never trustworthy again, and anything that he was around, no one can trust. So Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers team have gone down the road of, they defrauded people, they went bankrupt, therefore everything that they say, despite the mounds of evidence and the testimony and the paper trail to you, and no one can seemingly explain away any of the money and why Kawhi Leonard got that, their simple thing is, those people are untrustworthy,
can't
therefore I did nothing. And I think it's going to be really interesting, like, if the NBA in the middle of the season comes out and is like, all right, man,
have to do something, because if they don't, everyone else will just say, okay, fine, we'll do that too.
Something tells me, though, they'll wait until the offseason, because how weird is it if the hammer gets dropped in the middle of the season? Although he probably won't be playing anyways, because he'll have some sort of weird
I want to say, didn't the Donald Sterling hammer get dropped right at the start of the playoffs? I want to say that I think the Warriors and Clippers were having a playoff series that went to 7 games that the Warriors lost, but I think they all took their shooting shirts off and put them in the middle in this, like, solidarity, like, if you don't do something about Donald Sterling, we won't play kind of a deal. And I think they axed him start of the NBA postseason.
It's such a weird thing to think that this is the one time you had to try to explain yourself, and you simply went down the road of, they're unbelievable. You can't
just
believe,
don't believe them.
Don't believe them. No evidence, no nothing. We welcome the investigation. They're untrustworthy. As opposed to just being like, no, this is what I got, $28 million.
Even though there are reports of you asking for no work contracts from the Toronto Raptors and the LA Lakers.
Yeah, Kawhi, excuse me, Jason Zakanek, Adult Video News. Can you please explain away just one thing that you did to earn that $28 million? Those people are fraudsters and they still owe me a lot of money. Yes, what exactly did you do in order to earn that money? They're very untrustworthy. It's like when you hear the Congress guy and like he's before, or like someone's before, like Congress, like one of the House committees, and they just keep saying the same answer over and over and over again.
I do not recall it this time. That may have been said. That may not have been said.
I'm not privy to that information. It's the one thing. Someone told Kawhi Leonard, you just keep calling them fraudsters. They're the bad guys. And I can't believe that played. Because if you're going to say that, don't even go speak before the media.
Yeah.
So as bad as our media day here was in Portland, and I thought it was kind of wishy-washy and very vague, at least it was better than that. At least we don't have a Kawhi Leonard Aspire situation going on down there.
Here's a question for you. One answer. Would you rather be a Clippers fan or a Blazers fan right now?
That's good. Dude, they still have, they got Ballmer and they got a new arena.
But for how long? I mean, they'll have their arena still, but what if Ballmer gets removed?
That's a good question. I don't want to be a fan of the Clippers.
That's fine.
Yeah,
good.
That. You're a second class citizen down there. Nah, give me the Blazers. Give me the small town local team. Although I do like me some Steve Ballmer. Despite the fact that Ballmer got with his, he got caught with his hand in the cooking jar. I like what Steve Ballmer. I'll tell you what, if you gave me the option to have any owner in the NBA, I might take Steve Ballmer. If you say you have one guy that owns the Blazers, I think I would take Steve Ballmer. Even despite all this, Hey, he's willing to fudge the rules a little bit. It's all right.
Hey, I come from a 49ers fandom where Eddie DeBartolo was at the center of it, paying lots of dudes under the table. Yeah. I didn't have much problem with it. Didn't affect me as a fan.
Give me some Ballmer. Yeah, Ballmer's got a few money. Build a brand new panda garden for us to have more urinals than any place. Supposedly that Inuit dome down there is like the most ridiculous building in the world.
Never wait for a bathroom.
Out there yelling about developers. Let's go. Give me some Ballmer. Hopefully Dundon. Hopefully Dundon's one of those guys. I'm hoping he's a cool dude.
Developers.
So sweaty. Oh, dude, him and Dan Lanning together sitting courtside, just freaking out together, eyes all bulging out, sweating and yelling about things. Get Lanning out there with them to be freaking great. I would love to have Steve Ballmer up here in the Pacific Northwest. In the news when we come back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. It is September 30th, running just a scooch behind in the year of our Lord 2025. That means it is time for In the News, your noted news contributor sitting in for your noted news man who may or may not be deported. Hopefully he's back at some point. We can get in touch with an immigration attorney and get all that sorted out.
Yeah, what if he did get deported like to Italy and he's just doing ITN on the Italian coast?
I think he'd be quite happy about that.
I think he'd like that.
Like if you get illegally deported, but like instead of getting sent to Venezuela, you get sent to like Italy. Is that like a free trip? So how does can I get deported? I'm going to Portugal in a couple weeks. Can I get deported to Portugal and like get my plane ticket taken care of?
Kind of like the idea of that.
And I'm not saying like, you know, I'm not certain that the accommodations are going to be the best, but
I actually had a college friend who he went down to Australia to travel and then just kind of work, and he overstayed his visa, and which is a big no-no, and then he got caught, so they detained him, and they basically had to wait for a flight out, because he's like, well, I'm not paying a plane ticket. I don't have the money for that right now. They're like, well, we got to kick your ass out of here somehow, and so I think he had to wait a couple weeks until they had like an open spot on a plane and sent him back.
Really?
Yeah.
My daughter got deported from Korea.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. She was over there she lives over there, but she's over there on a work visa. So when she first went over a couple years ago, the BTJ's family in Japan, so we flew to Japan, and we had her come over from Korea to meet up with us. Mm-hmm. And then we went back. Well, I guess the school hadn't sent in the work visa. So the fact that she was on a work visa and then left to go to Japan and then come back, it violated the work visa, and it became like a tourist visa. And so when they were like, yeah, like you need to leave. And she was like, no, I'm here on a work visa. And they're like, nope, you violated it. So the school contacted immigration and was like, no, it was a misunderstanding. We should have filed it. We just didn't. And they were like, cool. Get her out of the country. And they're like, well, we're filing it again. And they're like, well, that's great, but we're not processing until she leaves the country. So we had to put her on a little puddle jumper, fly her back to Japan. We had all left. And we just put her up in a hotel in Japan for like a week.
Until it got sorted out?
Until it got sorted out.
Wow.
So technically, we have had a Sukanik deported.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Added to the family lore.
Yeah. She's she was officially kicked out of a country, which I kind of, you know, that's one of those that you like, what is that? What's that game people play? Never
Have I Ever. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been deported?
Hand
Not
up.
So fast, Taylor Sukanik. Let's see what we got today. It is National Love Everybody Day.
Okay.
So
I can support that.
Yeah, it just said show unconditional love for people, which I'm all for, though. You got to be careful with unconditional love, because unconditional love means that people can treat you however they want. And
not all love is received well.
There you go. You can love, you cannot hate people, but love everybody? I don't know about that. Maybe tolerate everybody.
Love most people day.
Love most people. Don't forget to show love. It's also National Chewing Gum Day.
Okay.
And I do love gum, although I don't chew it as much as I used to.
Yeah, I used to be more of a gum chewer and less now, probably because we are always talking into microphones and that's kind of difficult to do if you're chewing gum.
Yeah. I used to be a gum chewer when I would work out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear a mouthpiece when I played. So I just would chew gum.
Hmm.
That was my mouthpiece, which, by the way, is a terrible idea. Don't ever do it. But I had one too many, like near choking incidents. You know, like that big piece of like icebreaker that gets sucked down the wrong.
Yeah, and you're doing like a deep inhale for one of your last sets, and then you just got a little back there.
So I've decided that is it's not the best thing.
Probably wise.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but come Thursday, there will be National Guard troops. They're being mobilized right now to come to our war-torn city.
Yeah, our hellscape here in Portland.
In fact, President Trump today met with all the military brass.
I saw that.
And we got mentioned.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It feels good to be mentioned. This is the direct quote. In front of all the military, like you brought in like all the generals. Like
basically,
all
every general of the military who was stationed around the world, he flew them all in so that he could, you know, have a captive audience.
Yeah. He says at one point, how about Portland? Portland, Oregon, where it looks like a war zone. I get a call from the liberal governor. Sir, please don't come in. We don't need you. I said, well, unless they're playing false tapes, this looks like World War II. Your place is burning down. I mean, you must be kidding. Sir, we have it under control, I said. You don't have anything under control, Governor, but I'll check and I'll call you back. I called her back and I said, this place is a nightmare. It's one of the worst. It's brutal. So,
What are the fake tapes that he's seeing?
I don't know. Some people are now suggesting that maybe people are showing him tapes from
back when we actually had riots and things happening and fires. And
yeah, it's possible that like were tapes that are like 4 years old.
Well, I remember back then that he said Portland's been burning for a decade.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Maybe different Portlands.
So I guess there was a press release also from the White House. So the National Guard has been mobilized.
Okay.
They said it takes about 48 hours. So we should be seeing some troops here on Thursday,
Okay. Which
is just surreal. By the way, I had some friends that live down in that South Waterfront. They said on any given night, there's like 24 people out there. No arrests were made last night, but apparently that's the war zone.
Okay.
This was a press release from the White House today. The radical left's regime of terror in Portland ends now. It's about time. With President Donald J. Trump mobilizing federal resources to stop Antifa-led hellfire in its tracks, while Democrat politicians deny reality, it's obvious what's happening in Portland isn't protest. Premeditated anarchy that has scared everyone in the city for years. It's leaving officers battered, citizens terrorized, and property defaced.
Okay.
I like the radical left's regime of terror ends now.
I like that he thinks the left is capable of organizing a regime of terror.
I don't know, man.
I don't either.
It's just, I'm going to the movies in downtown Portland later tonight, and I don't know.
What the hell is going on?
I'm going over. I'm going to go see, one battle after another.
Oh, I really want to see that.
Me too. And that's right. I'm going right in the middle of downtown. And my fear is,
don't let the hellscape get you.
I don't want it to. So we know Asachi may have been deported. If I don't come back, it's clear that I have been caught up in the radical left's hellfire of Portland. I am just...
All I can say is good luck.
Dude, this is going to be a surreal moment come Thursday. And what we don't know is, like, if the national... Is it just going to be down there on the South Waterfront?
Yeah, I mean, what are they actually going to do if there's nothing going on?
Or like, are we just going to be walking around the city and, like, there's a tank?
Well, wasn't that the thing with, like, with L.A., like, a few months ago? They said they sent a bunch of troops, and then, like, the state got an injunction, and they just stood around.
Yeah, like, in D.C., they were spreading mulch. I don't know. They were, like shoveling bark dust. But apparently, the regime of terror ends now. And World War II, hellfire, all those wonderful things. Although, you know what? I just like to point out, it just feels good to be mentioned. On a national stage, I'm glad to see that the city that I love...
Look at us in little old Portland. War-torn.
All I think about is every time I see like one of the late-night shows talking about us or whatever, I think of that Paul Rudd meme. Look at it. Who would have thought we'd be here? Look at us. Not me. Little old Portland making national news once again. So, I don't know. Get prepared because apparently that's happening. We come back. We've got some weather news. And if you're living in an RV, not so fast. And the news rolls on.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just time for another story or two to squeeze it in here in the news. Part two, the Oregon Senate passed the last-ditch transportation bill. We've been talking about this for like a month. Remember, they somehow miraculously misplaced like $1 billion in federal funding and
were like, oops.
So there was talk that they were going to have to lay off a bunch of people at ODOT. And it was kind of this big like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And then they were going to vote on it, but then one of the members had back surgery, and apparently he couldn't vote. Which,
if they get a bad back, they die.
That's true. Well, apparently it got passed today, House Bill 3991, and it will raise about $4.3 billion in funding over the next 10 years, primarily for road maintenance and salaries. So no layoffs. They said this may just be a temporary thing. More may get passed along the way to kind of this isn't a big sweeping one. This is more of... This just avoids major sort of catastrophe.
Okay.
And it will include a 6-cent gas hike, gas tax hike. So when you go to the pump, you'll be paying 6 cents more. Other things include like registration fees will go up. Vehicle registration fees will go up by $42. Title fees will go up by $139.
And this is because of what they lost, or this is because of this is just what it costs to run everything now?
They had almost $1 billion shortfall.
But so this is to recoup that?
Yes.
Okay.
This is to recoup.
So you losing money means me paying more. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
So $42. So you get the gas tax, 6 cents. $42 registration fee, $139 increase in title fee. Electric vehicles will now have a $30 surcharge, and it's going to phase in a mandatory, this is exciting, because I'm an EV guy, because you don't have to pay the gas tax, they are now going to phase in a pay-per-mile program for electric and high-efficiency vehicles. So if you got a hybrid, they're still going to get you, because obviously you're not paying the gas tax. Yep. And they're like, not up in here. They will get their money one way or another. So, and then there's some other things too. There's a 0.1 increase to the payroll tax. Basically, they're taxing everyone to raise $4 billion over the next 10 years because they somehow effed up and screwed up their budget by $1 billion. So
it's always Johnny Taxpayer holding the bag.
Digging deep. On the plus side, Portland is shuttering one of two RV homeless shelters as the mayor cracks down on people living in vehicles, which I think is very good.
I was going to say, this is part of your political platform. Get the RVs out of there.
It drives me freaking nuts that you can park wherever the hell you want and it can sit there for like 2 years and everyone's like, well, there's nothing we can do about it. So there was two like set aside RV parks. One of them opened 2 years ago. And it's right on Northeast Marine Drive. It's like on Marine and like 33rd. I drive by it all the time.
Okay.
And it's just, it's ridiculous. So they're actually going to shut it down. They're giving everyone ample warnings. So basically the goal that the mayor has is they're getting people off of this. They're increasing beds. They're trying to get people indoors.
Okay.
And of course there's some pushback from people saying, well, I don't want to give my property. Well, my point is, you don't just get to say, well, this is what we want, therefore...
Just because you have an RV doesn't mean you can put it wherever you want.
Thank you. I don't even know where everyone gets these dilapidated RVs, but...
Good question.
I appreciate that the mayor is actually trying to do something by shutting one of these down. Mm-hmm. It is one of my major gripes, is that seemingly you can park your old beat-up piece of whatever just wherever, and supposedly there's nothing we can do about it. Drives me crazy, so kudos. Don't love the gas, or the gas tax hikes and all that stuff, but... Kudos to actually trying to do something about some of the RV lawlessness that we have on our streets. Maybe then our city won't look like World War II and hellfire out there.
That's how we stop the war in our streets, is get rid of the RVs.
That'll do it for In the News. We come back, some NFL news and notes, and maybe a little baseball. Primetime here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.